Okay, now let's move on to this very important chapter, chapter 2. You know, you guys have a comment. Anybody want to call? Let me give out the number again. Where did I put it? I am. Here it is. 310-928-7733. That's 310-928-7733. You know, I have a lot of material to cover, but I still would like your calls. If you got a call, you know, try to keep it succinct and make your comment, and we will, you know, keep the show moving. But your input, your thoughts, you know, if you read the book, you have any thoughts on it, I sure would like to hear them, okay? That's 310-928-7733, or you can Skype in, inner_light_radio, or email your comment to innerlightradio@yahoo.com. Three ways to get in touch with us. Okay, so let's go on. Let's look at this. We got to go to chapter 2. Now, this is a doozy right here. Our love isn't like your love, he says. Now, he spends two paragraphs talking about the kind of love that women give. It's kind, it's compassionate, it's patient, it's nurturing, it's generous, it's sweet, and it's unconditional. It's pure. If you are her man, she will walk on water and through a mountain for you. No matter how you've acted out, no matter what crazy thing you've done, no matter the time or demand, if you are her man, she will talk to you until there aren't any more words left to say, encourage you when you're at rock bottom and think there just isn't any way out. She will hold you up in her arms when you're sick and laugh with you when you're up. If you're her man and that woman loves you, I mean really loves you, she will shine you up when you're dusty, encourage you when you're down, defend you even when she's not sure you were right, and hang on your every word even when you're not saying anything worth listening to. And no matter what you do, no matter how many times her friends say you're no good, no matter how many times you slam the door on a relationship, she will give you her very best and then some, and keep right on trying to win over your heart, even when you act like everything she's done to convince you she's the one just isn't good enough. That's a woman's love. It stands the test of time, logic, and all circumstance. I have never heard such bullshit in my life. Oh my God, this guy is a pimp. This paragraph right here. Okay, this is the top of chapter 2. This is the first words on the page. Our love isn't like your love. What he's done, ladies, is set you up. Okay, so you're reading this, right? And you're absorbing this stupidity. And you're thinking, oh, that's how I'm supposed to love my man. No, you're not. That what this is right here is some codependent, stupid, low self-esteem having broad in calling herself in love. That's what that is. This is the kind of chick who a man will run into the ground and manipulate and walk on her like she is a carpet because she lays down and lets him do it. Don't you ever love a man like that. You love him. You love yourself more than you ever love anybody else. This, oh my God. I can't tell you. If I had a physical book, I would have thrown it across the room. But you know, it was on my computer and I'm not throwing my $500 monitor nowhere. So there you go. But I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. So see, from the very beginning of the chapter, y'all have been set up. Okay. So now you're thinking that this is the standard for love. You're thinking if I'm not loving my man like this, then I'm not doing it right. Remember how I said you were set up from the title to think you were wrong? Here we go. Reinforcing that very negative, mindset right here. So you thinking, oh my God, you know, I haven't done all that for my boyfriends. No wonder they left me. Ha! You should have left them if they even thought to treat you like this. You should have been, as they say, up, outy, and gone. Okay, so then we go on down here. Okay, he talks about all that. Then he says, but, you know, that's how you all love, but expecting that kind of love, that perfection, he calls it, from a man is unrealistic. That ain't perfection. Like I said, some codependent BS. That's right. I said it. It's not going to happen. No way, no how. Because a man's love isn't like a woman's love. So then he says that, you know, if you recognize that a man's loves differently, then you'll not recognize that the man in love with you is going to do one of three things. Okay, here we go. We're about to rip this open too.